It is the 1950s and World War II is over, and new industrial-sized fish trawlers like Britain's Fairtry are bringing back more frozen fish than ever before. Little problem, most Americans during the war were eating fish because of meat shortages. Now the war was over and fish food demand was crashing. Food product companies tried a few things to reignite demand, like fish bricks, frozen blocks of fish that housewives can easily scoop out like ice cream or cut into any shape. Didn't catch on, wonder why. But then in late 1953, the international frozen foods brand Bird's Eye introduced the fish stick. Pre-cooked and flash frozen, the fish stick turned the slightly distasteful looking fish fillet into a delectable, easy to cook delight. Fishermen discovered that you can turn any variety of seemingly abundant but rather humble looking fishes, cod, haddock, or Alaskan pollock, ordinary fishes with low fat but white flaky meat, into a fish stick. Similarly, in Asia, the Japanese discovered in the late 1950s and early 1960s that you can turn the slightly dazed-looking Alaskan pollock fish into a freezable paste called surumi, and you can turn surumi into other foods like imitation crab meat or fish tofus. When surumi was introduced in 1960, the Alaskan pollock catch was about 25,000 tons. 10 years later, that was over 655,000 tons. The fish stick and paste revolution had begun.